This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Good afternoon. Now, in the last 20 years, the global beauty market has grown by about 4% a year on average, with annual growth rates ranging from around 3 to 5.5%. Also known as cosmetics, toiletries, or personal care products, this market has proven both its ability to achieve stable and continuous growth, as well as capacity for resilience in unfavorable economic conditions. What are the updates for the industry in Malaysia? Here to tell us more is Selena Goh, Project Director of Glow Exhibition Management Sendirian Berhad. Now, Selena is a veteran in organising exhibitions since 1994 and beauty trade exhibitions in particular since the year 2000. She has expanded her expertise around the region to Indonesia and Vietnam and is working closely to form overseas pavilions in Korea, Taiwan, Australia and Singapore. Welcome, Selena.
All right, thanks.
So first of all, what are the updates in the beauty industry in Malaysia and in the region?
This is a very interesting question because in the beauty industry, especially in the region, the products, the trend is very fast. So now everyone wants to look good, but they want it fast. But at the end of the day, it has to be safe. Like our exhibition, we have a product less than 6 months in the market. It's to promote to the salon owners about the latest trend in the market. It could be skincare, it could be makeup, it could be nail colors, or it could be the beauty equipment, and also maybe the education part of skill, you know, especially skill enhancement.
What would you say are the largest growing segments of the industry?
Beauty actually includes slimming, you know, it also can include nail color, makeup. It's overall in one category. As I mentioned, the industry in Malaysia is very fast growing. You can see now there's so many salons opening, you know, in a short period of time, even slimming centers or even spas in Malaysia. Basically, during the exhibition, you'll be able to see products like nowadays everyone is talking about facelift. You know, they want to have a V-shaped facelift.
Without surgery.
Yes, without surgery. So they have creams, you know, they won't have something to hold your face, you know, things like that. And also for makeups, is also one of it. But the main purpose of the exhibition we highlight this year is about education. Because even if you have a very good skincare, skill plays a very important role. You know, because when we go to the salon, we have to make sure that you enjoy the whole process of treatment, you know, like the steps of massage and the steps of, getting the product into your skin, penetrate into your skin. So that's why this year we have a skill seminar. We invited speakers from different countries to come to our exhibition to educate the trade buyers, you know, how to improve their skill to the next level. Yeah, that is the purpose. Not just come to look for products, but to come to learn, to enhance your skill further.
Right. Yeah. So you see skills as a gap in the industry.
Yes, yes. Mm.
You know how our ringgit has devalued. Did it affect the industry at all? Did it affect the exhibition?
Actually, the exhibition date was pretty good because it's right before GST. So I can say that for my exhibition, many of my clients are pretty pleased and happy with the overall response because of the date before the GST starts in 1st of April.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you feel the GST is going to affect beauty salons and producers?
Definitely will be affected, not only the beauty industry, but generally. But we need to educate them, you see. In a short period of time, many people will face this. But for the beauty industry, like for the importer, because they are importer of products from abroad, you know, so definitely they will impose GST to the salon, which is the buyer. And the salon owner will have to impose the GST to the consumer. Mm. But I think all this is can be rebate, right?
Are any beauty products on the exempt list or is it considered luxury?
Beauty products is actually a daily use product. It depends whether you buy the luxury category or you buy the lower end one. It's a daily, even like cleanser you use every day, you know, even toothpaste you use every day or body wash is a daily use item.
Yeah. So there is still GST imposed on it?
Yeah, definitely.
Who are the largest exporters of beauty products to Malaysia?
I don't know who are these people because it's difficult to say because for my exhibition, majority of my clients, they are actually importers of salon brands. They don't sell their products to retail. You can't find their products in retail. You only can find their products in beauty salons. So I dare not mention who is the largest importer of beauty products in Malaysia is quite various.
Actually what I mean is where do they import from?
The products.
Yeah.
For my exhibitors, because they are importers of skincare for the professional use, mostly their product is import from Europe, from Swiss, from Switzerland, from Spain, Italy, you know, and also Korean products. They are quite famous for Malaysians, you know. Yeah,
increasingly very
correct,
popular.
Correct, yeah. And also we have Thai products for spa. Mm. So most of these clients, because beauty professional is targeting to the trade, they are not open to public. So the trade buyer that comes to the exhibition are basically salon owners coming to source for product under one roof. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Selena Goh about the beauty industry in Malaysia and beyond. When Resource Centre continues, we'll be talking about Selena's forte, the business of the beauty trade exhibition. Stay tuned to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Centre. I'm Maya Tan. I've got Selena Goh here today. She is the project director of GLOW Exhibition Management, Sundirian Berhad. And Selena has very many years of experience in organising exhibitions, in particular beauty trade exhibitions. So we're talking today about the multi-billion dollar beauty trade industry. And, you know, in the recent Beauty Professional Malaysia 2015 that was held in March, how many participants were there?
There were about more than 250 participants. We have exhibitors from Singapore, from Thailand, from Taiwan, okay, and most of the local companies, they are representing overseas brands from Europe, from Asia as well.
I see. Yeah. So these are people who have the rights to distribute these European brands or Korean brands or whatsoever.
Yes, they are the distributor for Malaysia.
Did you get any information on the attendees as well?
We actually had a total of 9,287 visitors. They are all trade buyers that attended during the 4 days exhibition.
And they are trade buyers from all over Malaysia?
We also have trade buyers from nearby countries like Singapore, Indonesia and Thailand.
So yeah. They are also salon owners or wholesalers?
Yes, they are here sometimes also to source for products, especially because we have pavilions from Taiwan, Singapore. So they will come to source products and hopefully to be their representative for their country as a distributor.
Were there any differences between this year's show and previous year's exhibitions?
Yes, definitely. Because every year we are looking for something new. Like the previous years, we actually have also skill and skill enhancement seminar. But this year we have different topics for different use for salon. So every year we will have a different activity. Like this year we actually invited the Ministry of Domestic Trade to come give a talk on GST for beauty salons. Because I think many of the beauty salon people or the beauty industry people are still not very clear about the GST. So we invited the ministry people to come and speak about GST specifically for the beauty industry. So we always think of new things to announce and also new topics or seminars to announce so that this will attract the buyer to attend the show.
Earlier you were talking about skills being a gap in the industry. So were there any new skills that were introduced this year? You know how beauty is always evolving.
Most of the skill that taught during the exhibition this year is mostly for body, especially detox, for stress relief, you know, even massage for slimming. Because I think many of us are very stressed. So the only way to get relief is to go for massage. But massage is also very personal, depends on the person's skill. So that's why we invited a speaker from Singapore. She was here to actually teach the trade buyers who actually pre-registered earlier to attend the seminar on how to massage to detox your body. Yeah, so this is quite an important topic because I think nowadays you see there's many massage centers in town and many people actually go for it because they feel after the massage, they feel much more relief. Yeah, so this is one of the topics that we enhance during the show.
Right. And then earlier you were talking about how you constantly seek to educate beauty salon owners as well, right? What are some of the biggest challenges that these business owners face?
I think what they are facing is lack of knowledge in terms of skill, you know, because you see, as I mentioned just now, if you have a very good skincare, but if your skill is not good, you will, I won't come back as, I mean, for myself, I won't come back, you see. So this is one thing they are facing. And knowledge is very important. So we also invited the association, which actually worked very closely with the Ministry of Human Resources, to give free courses to people who wants to learn learn to massage, learn the trade. You know, then after that, they will be given a job in a hotel, maybe like 3 months to work there. Yeah, because I think in Malaysia, we lack of local masseuse.
We take from Thailand.
Indonesia. So we need to increase the quantity of masseuse in Malaysia. So that's why the government is actually working with associations. The association that I'm working with is actually the Malaysian Association of Cosmetologists. They are actually working very closely with the ministry to teach them, to guide them, you know. And all these courses are all paid for, but in return, they'll be bonded maybe like 3 months, you know, working in some resort.
Well, at least there's opportunity there.
Yes.
An opportunity also for mums in Malaysia who are looking for jobs, right?
Right, right. Mm.
What advice would you give to people who would like to start up a beauty business?
To set up a beauty salon is not difficult. But to get good staff is also not easy nowadays. The most challenging part is to get a good product and a good system, as well as ensure your salon, the beauticians are all qualified beauticians with skill knowledge. These are the few important points to run a salon, because nowadays beauty business in Malaysia is I think it's very competitive. Yeah, so it's a very challenging industry. If those who really want to go into this business, we have to be prepared.
Are there any common mistakes that business owners make?
I think the common mistake that they make is they have to be responsible for their customer's skin. That is one thing that I always advise salon owners. Whatever they apply on their customer's face, and you have to make sure that you do a good job, you know. But, you know, this is seen in newspapers, a lot of people complain that, you know, they spend so much and at the end they get the result is, you know, the opposite. So it's actually the beautician's responsibility, and it's also the consumer's, they have to know. You know, what they are doing, they cannot just go for it and without thinking. So it's both sides.
What advice do you have to people who are interested in having a booth at your exhibition?
Okay, our exhibition will be next year because we have it annually every year in March. So next year will be 21st to 24th of March. For exhibitors who are keen to participate in our exhibition, we always provide a platform for them. How we do it is we give our client individual service because different clients have different needs, especially those potential clients in the industry. They are very new in the market, meaning to say that they just distribute a new brand, you know, so they might not know what to do during the exhibition. We as an organizer, we will guide them, not just sell the booth and see you there, you know. We will guide them what you should do, and we hopefully you will do well at our exhibition, you know, and from there they will grow, because we have to ensure that they grow at our show. If they grow, we grow. So we have to make sure we can accommodate to, we do our best, you know, we try to accommodate to all our clients' needs, you know. Like some of them, they said, oh, we're looking into this separate profile, not just salon owners. Maybe we want to target to departmental store because they are contract manufacturers. So they might want to expand their profile into maybe hotels or maybe departmental stores. And some of them, they have their own brands in departmental stores. So they are manufacturers. So all these small little issues, we will look into it to help them to expand the profile. The most important then, the most important thing is we as an organizer, we have to ensure we deliver the best to our client. That's how we maintain the show quality.
Mm. Yeah. And when they set up booths and work with you, what kind of advice do you give them? You know, this is more effective than this, for example.
Yeah, normally for booth setup, we normally advise them, like, first of all, whether are you going to do a demonstration? If you're going to do a demonstration, you need a facial bed. If your booth is one booth, I think it's a bit cramped. So you have to let us know what are your products that you're going to display, the activities you're going to do in your booth. From there, we will be able to advise them how you should display your booth, how you should display your products, and how should you display your discussion area. And if you have a facial bed, you need to do demo, how you should do it, where you should place the bed. So for my team, they don't just sell the booth. They also guide the customers how to set up their booth. Now, some of them, they will just take a standard booth, you know, where everything is provided. And the other option is they will take a, we call it a raw space. It's a bare space where you need to get the contractor to construct the whole entire booth according to your, maybe your color scheme or the design you want. So that is very personalized. So that also we will guide them.
And do you find that, you know, the customized ones, the bigger and more attractive booths, do they get a lot more traffic?
Of course, because it's branding, especially if you are a beauty salon owner, you will look up, wow, this booth is very attractive. It gives me more confidence to get these products. It's very important because I always advise my client that your display is very important because that is the first impression that people look at you. So it's a challenge for us to always advise them. Sometimes they might listen, sometimes they won't. So we always do our best to advise them. You must display it very nicely because, you know, you're not the only one displaying skincare here. There's so many of them. So it's very competitive. So you have to ensure your booth look very welcoming and it carries out your overseas brand. Yeah.
What about those who can't really afford to do this? You know, what are the ways in which they can stand out?
We normally, those who can afford to build or construct their own booth, they normally will take the standard one that normally you see in the exhibition with the white plywood, you know, chairs and table. We will tell them, you know, because they are very creative, because they are in the salon business. So I might, you know, advise them to maybe bring some of your furnitures from your salon, you know, like you put an organza cloth over the round table, make it soften the whole look, or maybe you can enhance the booth, pay a little bit more maybe to change the carpet color, or even your backdrop, you know, you change the mode of the light, you know, put more some warm light instead of the white fluorescent light. You know, you can change the mood of the booth by changing the light and also the display.
Do you find that you get members of the public attending as well, just out of curiosity?
Actually, we don't encourage consumers to come in because this is a trade show. That's why our exhibition is only open on weekdays, Monday to Thursday, not weekends. Mm. And the way we publicize our show is very direct approach. We don't do much publicity in magazines. Most of our publicity is very direct to the salon owners. But if there is a public who attend the show, we also will screen through. You want to make sure that the people who attend the show, they are all in the industry because we have to protect our exhibitors. They pay so much, they invest so much in the show, they expect to meet with the right people.
in your marketing communications, you know, what are the ways in which you entice them to come to the exhibition?
This one is quite confidential.
Trade secret.
Because, you know, in Malaysia, there are also similar events, similar exhibition, but we are the fastest growing in Malaysia. Yeah, we are only 4 years in the market. Next year will be our fifth year, but we are the fastest growing trade beauty show in the market because we deliver to our customers. That's why they return every year. So the way we do our marketing is very different from other competitors. Mm-hmm. We have our own way.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any arrangements with your clients in the sense of like a promised number of participants or even like a percentage of sales?
We don't promise our client percentage of sales because I think that depends on their marketing and their sales person to grab the visitors. We can promise quality crowd. That's it. We will not promise sales to them. It's their staff job to make sure they get the sales. It's up to the trade buyers what product they are looking for. So they have to make sure they have a good product, they have a very good marketing backup to back up the salon owners. Now that is their role to make sure they grab the person at the show. Our responsibility is to make sure that the crowd who attends the show is the crowd they want to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't guarantee sales.
Okay, yeah. I think that would be quite dangerous
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Then it'll be, you know, unless they can give me some commission out of that, right? We are actually organizing another show in Indonesia. It will be in July, 30th of July to 1st of August in Jakarta. It will be held at Jakarta Convention Center. Our company, Go Exhibition, actually, we are the sales agent to bring Malaysian exporters. You know, it could be manufacturers, it could be importer, but they have the rights to sell in Southeast Asia. We're bringing them to other countries to expand their business. Yeah, so this also what we are doing this also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any challenges in sort of going regional?
I have been doing that for many years, last time with my ex-employer. So it's not something new for me. Yeah, the most important thing is when you bring your clients abroad, you have to make sure you take care of them like a tour guide, you know. You have to make sure their safety, you have to make sure they arrive at the airport safely, to make sure they arrive the venue safely. You have to make sure everything. Yeah, so that is our job as an organizer if we bring our clients abroad.
Any plans to enter other ASEAN countries?
At the moment, it's just Jakarta first. Yeah.
Why Jakarta? Is it it's a huge market, right?
Yes, it's a huge market. The spending power for beauty industry in Indonesia overall is very high. It's very high. And the thing is, it's a very good platform for Malaysians because I'm proud to say that we have very good skincare manufacturers in Malaysia that are doing very well abroad now. So now we have this platform for them to expand to Indonesia. They are very happy and they look forward to this exhibition. Yeah, to promote Made in Malaysia products.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being with us today.
Welcome.
Selena Goh, Project Director of GLOW Exhibition Management Sdn Bhd. This has been Resource Centre. I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.